You know what they say about tall tales in the ocean. You have to see them to believe them. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a whale of a podcast. I'm Brady. It's Monday, February 6th. Supposedly this month in 1891, a sailor named James Bartley was swallowed by a whale and lived. This story showed up in a number of books and newspapers in the late 19th century, and it usually goes like this. James Bartley was serving on a whaling ship called Star of the East, which was sailing near the Falkland Islands in February 1891. A member of the crew spotted a giant sperm whale several miles away, so Bartley and several other crew members got in two smaller boats to harpoon the creature. The accounts say one of the boats did harpoon the whale, but as it thrashed around, it knocked some of the men into the water. After some 15 hours, the remaining crew started slicing up the whale carcass when they noticed something moving inside its stomach. It was Bartley, who had turned bright white because of the whale's stomach acids. He was also nearly blind, nearly hairless, and extremely delirious. It took several weeks before he could recover. But he'd survived, and long after his encounter with the whale, his tombstone called him a modern-day Jonah after the whale story. That's the legend. The straight dope took a closer look and found it was almost certainly too good to be true. For one thing, it's highly unlikely that a person could even get into a whale's relatively narrow throat, and since there's no air in a whale's stomach, they couldn't survive if they did. While there was a ship called Star of the East in 1891, it wasn't a whaling ship. It wasn't near the Falkland Islands then, and the wife of the captain says she was on the ship at the time and no crew member ever went overboard. So where did the story come from? Well, in addition to the story of Jonah and the whale, there's the original novel The Adventures of Pinocchio from the late 19th century, in which Geppetto lives inside a whale's stomach for years. Meanwhile, in June of 1891, an actual whale beached off the coast of the UK and ended up going on display around England. The Bartley story could have been invented to piggyback off the real whale story or to publicize it, or sometimes true stories and story books get mixed up together. That's how fish stories often happen, even the ones that feature whales instead of fish. You can learn more about the legend of James Bartley at coolweirdawesome.com, and we'll get back on land after this short break. Welcome back. This week in Saranac Lake, New York, near Lake Placid, it's the Saranac Lake Winter Carnival. For over a century, they've been building an annual ice palace, as well as ice chairs, ice sculptures, and much more. I'm Brady, plus they have fireworks. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.